Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Romans chapter 12. A recent modern word that carries the meaning of transformation or metamorphosis is makeover. On a popular television show, a deserving family is chosen for a makeover of their home. The show team sends them somewhere fun for a week, while they work with the local contractors and neighbor volunteers to completely rebuild and decorate the family's home. You know that show as Extreme Makeover Home Edition. Well, amazing but true. In basically one fun-filled week each year, by working through his dedicated team of United Youth Camp volunteers and staff, Jesus Christ does an extreme, that is extremely positive, spiritual, mental, and physical makeover of his young campers. Welcome to Extreme Makeover, Camper Edition.
Are we willing to build a bond?
Join us as a talented group of our camper guides leads us on a tour of how our 8 regional camps in the United States produce this extremely fine transformation and makeover of the campers.
Mr. Stever, you've been working at this camp for 10 years. How do you see that camp impacts the lives of the campers?
Well, the camp program, Darren, is designed to be really an integrated system that does a considerable paradigm shift for our kids. And that's the big language, but the real language is it does a real extreme makeover to the campers. It gives them the opportunity to learn about God in an immersion instruction setting. All the activities are designed to help them build character, self-discipline, teamwork, friendship, all the bonds that come from God's way of life. Every aspect of camp is carefully crafted, actually, to bring about that positive makeover that we want to see in our kids and see in the campers as they grow older.
United Youth Camps are activity intensive. Each activity is chosen for its level of challenge, fun, and learning, all the key ingredients for an upbeat and healthy makeover.
Volleyball is a sport that relies totally on teamwork. It builds trust and relationships.
I'm here with Mr. Kennedy in indoor volleyball. Could you tell me a little bit about volleyball?
Sure. In volleyball, we try to stress sportsmanship because we know that the kids here are coming with us with all different skill levels. So we try to give them the basics, but the most important thing we want to look for is teamwork and sportsmanship, treating each other right.
Riflery is a great sport because it teaches concentration. One of the most important things that we try to teach everyone at Riflery is how to safely use a firearm so that no matter what situation they're in, they'll follow the rules for safety.
And we teach that very heavily. And that's based on a godly principle of outgoing concern for the well-being of others. So they must be consistent and disciplined as well to follow those rules every time.
And if they do that, it's a great challenge and they learn a great deal.
What most people think about at Pinecrest Camp is our character development activity is our mile swim.
Why on earth would you want to do the mile?
Challenge,
yeah.
See if you can do it.
And it's really true. It's a gutsy activity, and we have a lot of campers who try, and most of them finish. So if that's what people think of first. But to me, the real winners at camp are the people that come in and conquer their fears. Because one of the most difficult things there is to do in life is to conquer your fears. Many people come afraid of the water, afraid to put their face in the water, afraid to go off the blob. Whatever their fear is, they conquer it here with the encouragement of their campers. So I think that swimming is a great opportunity to overcome fear.
Definitely part of the makeover here at camp and can be quite challenging for young men. And this is Moises from Mexico City. So how are the boys doing?
Well, they are no Latino, but they are getting there.
Hello, this is Mr. Welch of the Ropes Course. Mr. Welch, how does each activity make over a character?
Thank you, Courtney. We do have lots of activities. We have about 16 different activities out here on the ropes course. Courtney, this is called Frightening Frog Lake, as you well know. You've done this before. But the campers have to swing across the lake safely, and they can use the lily pads. These are lily pads right here. They can land on the lily pads, but then we've got these giant, humongous frogs that are lurking under the surface. So if they even get a toe off the lily pad, they can get drug under quickly. And one of the best things about this activity is the girls really help each other get up high on the rope. They swing each other across. They grab each other and pull each other across. So they really have to learn to work together as a team.
One of the unique things about Heritage is the opportunity to be able to go caving. I have a newcomer. His name is Rico.
Hi, that's me. I'm new here in Camp Heritage. It's my first time in any kind of camp. I'm looking forward to coming here next year and as many times as I can. And I'm kind of nervous. I seen some cave pictures in the hallway. I tried to resist not to look at them, but I had to, because I just want to know what it looks like when I get in there, and I'm looking very forward to it. And I want to go in there with my church members and some of my friends in my dorm.
How can you apply the principles of rock climbing to the real world?
Well, that's a good question. There's so many spiritual principles you can bring out of it. Being a Christian is difficult, and it's difficult to climb. It pushes you to your limits. It involves teamwork. You have to have belayers. You're on belay. People are there for you, encouraging you. It's just, there's so many aspects to rock climbing that apply to us spiritually, also helping us to bond. It's good to have any kind of a good, wholesome way to get out and have clean fun God's way, and we're out in nature, out in God's creation. Everything, every aspect of it is applicable depending on how you apply it and you really meditate and think about it. And that's what we try to do in this class, is to bring spiritual principles and the real world and how we can apply it to the real life. And that's what this camp is about, bringing the zone into camp, and rock climbing is a good way of getting us into the zone.
Hi, I'm here with Mr. Glenn, the coordinator of outdoor tubing. This is a very special activity to winter camp. So what do you do here at tubing?
Well, we have about a 50-yard, 75-yard hill that's been frozen over and has a couple of inches of snow. And we have some brand new tubes this year, and the kids are going down pretty much however they can. It gets more and more exciting each time because they get crazier and crazier. Get some pretty good speed and probably throw some snowballs at them and have a lot of fun. It's probably one of the best activities we have here at winter camp.
Mr. Newtzman, take five.
The most vital part of the camper makeover is their spiritual education from the Bible. In a way, all the other camp activities serve as laboratory sessions for the campers to practice what they learn in Compass Check, Christian Living and Life Skills classes, and on the Sabbath.
Well, actually, we believe God is calling our youth. They have access to God. So based on that, which is scriptural, we really want to have the youth in our camps, whether summer camp or one winter camp, in a godly environment. We give them opportunities to grow spiritually. We give them opportunities to grow physically and emotionally, and really provide that special zone environment, as we call it. We're bonding with each other. The campers are having friendships. We truly are living, we feel, God's way. It works day in and day out here at camp, and it's just an absolutely wonderful environment.
I think that our youth look for signs. They look for a way to see consistency in their religion, consistency in the people that they spend time with. And when they're at a youth camp and they're able to see not only their friends but ministers that they know of and other adults that come to volunteer, when they see that consistency year after year, whether it's at church, whether it's at their home, at the feast, and especially at camp, I think that really builds a solid foundation for the youth to grow with.
What do you do here in this class? What are you teaching this year?
Well, this life skills class has done a metamorphosis over the past few years. It used to be the modesty class, yeah, the manners class, and now it's life skills, because to navigate through life, you need certain skills. Our theme this year, Marty, is self-control. We're trying to develop a skill that is very lacking in our society right now. And we have a few games going on where the campers need to think about their thoughts, their words, and their actions, mm-hmm, in the self-control mode.
I see.
In addition to learning about God and His way of life, camp has another incredible benefit.
United Youth Camps are great because they're all about making lifelong friendships.
Well, being with other people who are also worshiping God is like a rare experience. Other than church, you're not usually with people who like worship with you. So it's just good to be together with a bunch of people that share your interests and beliefs.
You think you will want to come back next year?
Yeah, I think I'll definitely want to come back next year. I mean, this is my second year, so, no, I like it. And it's just great to be here and meet new people.
True words.
It's also really relaxing just being here with friends and with people that go to the same church with us. And just to stand here and look at this amazing beauty that God's put on this earth for us. I come from a big city. I come from San Diego, and I don't get this. And so it's really, really nice to be out here and just to enjoy God's beauty and really focus on Him. I love you guys.
The proof of the pudding is in the eating. Let's look at camp's extreme makeover as campers see it.
How many years have you been here at Camp Heritage?
This is my fourth year at Heritage.
Okay. Have you liked it so far?
Yes, I love it here. Yeah.
How do you think it's changed you since you've started coming?
Well, I've met a lot more friends, and I feel closer to God's ways, and I feel like I've learned a lot more here. Definitely a great opportunity to come to Heritage.
Felicia, do you feel that camp contributes to a makeover of your character?
Well, every year I come to camp, whenever I go home, it's always I feel refreshed and renewed because it lets me know that there's other people that share the same beliefs as me, and that, you know, it's not just my handful of friends at home, and just, you just feel like everyone's there for you, everyone's there to lift you up, you know. They're not saying like, oh, you can't do that. Everyone's like, you can do it. And they just give you such overwhelming encouragement. It just feels so wonderful. You don't get that at many places. Mm-mm. So that's what I really appreciate. And a lot, many years, you know, my parents come to camp as staff, and so I get to have that fun along with my family. And so I really enjoy that too.
How's it going so far?
Well, I think it's going great. I've had a lot of fun times at sports, and not too terribly good at any of them, but it's making me happy that our dorm is doing so well as a team, so I'm having a good time.
Has camp changed you at all?
Well, I think I've gotten more friends here, and it's also really, really nice just to see how sometimes things grow with practice. I got a lot better on riflery than I ever have before.
This being my 11th year at camp overall and my 7th year at Heritage, it really has shaped me a lot. I've made many friends at camp. I have very close friends that I met first time at camp. I used to be a little scrawny runt running around, not knowing anything. Now I just kind of try to take the leadership roles, and I really have met a lot of people here, and it does teach us and show us a little bit of a vision of what is to come in God's kingdom.
Yeah, definitely.
And everything like that. So over the years, it has really changed me, and has made me an overall better person.
You don't have external influences here. It's the zone. Everybody's on the same page. And I believe the strongest way is by having everybody encouraging and everybody being uplifting in every activity, because you always need to work in teams. You always need to help each other. And also be closer to God. They know that they have to be close to God in camp. And we do that by reading our Bibles, by praying. We're all on the same page, and that's how they know that there's a different way of doing things.
Another remarkable benefit of camp is how campers grow up to be counselors, and how younger camp staff then serve as key role models for camper age teens.
All sorts of stuff that camp really influenced me when I was a camper. Part of what really makes a difference as far as coming to camp is being around people of like minds, just building relationships, having so many ministers and good-minded people around, kind of pushing a good influence on you, good way of life, good habits to have in life, and it rubs off on you after a while. And if you come year after year after year, you can really see those things get built into your character. And as far as coming back as a staff member goes, I can see almost that first step, that first level of getting things built into my character, happening with my kids just like they happened with me 7-8 years ago. And it's really exciting to see it happen.
What do you do to help your campers accomplish the meaning of camp?
The meaning of camp is to portray the kingdom of God for 1 week with 16 girls in a dorm. So to accomplish those goals, we work together as a team, work together more as a family, as sisters. And so we come together at night as a dorm. We talk about what went well and what didn't go well that day. What I do as a counselor
is to get them to bond with each other so that we can work towards a family, because that's what God wants. He created us to be a family. So for 1 week, we became sisters in Christ, and just like the family that we're going to be someday in the kingdom, that's what we did this week.
From your experience, do you think that camp is really a thing that makes other people's lives?
I really do, because a lot of times with a lot of other church members here and younger church members here, they really relate to you on a different level than your minister does at home. And with counselors who are, of course, share the same faith as you, but are not quite as old as the minister, it presents you with a different point of view and a different view on things, and it can really jumpstart your spiritual growth. Last year I wasn't able to come to camp. Just missing 1 year, I felt like I had missed, you know, just a huge, huge opportunity to grow spiritually. And that's an opportunity that I didn't think I'd be able to find anywhere else, because there would be so many young, like-minded people, you know, so many people to look up to. That's really important as far as the camp experience goes. And I think that it really, really shouldn't be underestimated, because a lot of times kids come here with that same kind of feeling, and it's really important to be here for it.
All right, I'm here at the annual camper staff softball game at Camp Heritage. It's one of the traditions. The staff and counselors team up against some of the all-star campers. It's a really cool thing. It's competitive, but not nasty competitive. It just gives everybody a chance to have fun.
Hello, my name is Mark Caldarelli, and this is my fourth year at Camp Heritage. And as you can see, it's a very exciting game because you get to see the ministers play, and it's really different and it's exciting because you never see them all dressed up ready to play. They're always in a suit on a podium or whatever. So it's a good experience, and it's enjoyable, it's great, and it's very fun.
Has camp changed you at all?
Yeah, I think each year I come, it's different. You learn something new, you know, your character changes. And when you go back home, you know how to deal with things more.
Powerful words.
I think I change each year a little bit more as I keep coming. Yeah, it's a great experience. I like it a lot.
What a team. What a camp. The week is just jam-packed with the right kind of fun, the teaching of God's truth, and the building of friendships in the faith. For that to happen, a great debt of gratitude goes to God the Father, His Son Jesus Christ, and to a great many good and dedicated volunteers on staff. To make camp work together so well takes a great deal of effort.
I'm getting too old for this.
Although we really think that Risa has at least a couple more years of high voltage camp staff output left in her, she makes a good point. United Youth Camps relies on a continuous stream of ready and qualified volunteer staff. A successful United Youth Camp program requires considerable planning and keen oversight. To comment on the great value of camp and its positive makeover of God's young people, here is United Youth Camp overall camp coordinator Larry Greider.
Well, this year is actually the 11th year of the United Youth Camps. We have kids coming from all over the country and even from outside the United States. And they're coming because they realize that the camp program gives them something of great value. This is a very special place, a different type of a camp. This is a camp in which everybody is striving to model behavior that is otherworldly. That's why we call this an extreme makeover, because this is very different than other camps and sports camps. This is a camp about the wonderful world tomorrow and the environment that we know is coming for the entire planet. And these young people are going to be ambassadors for that way of life. And it's not just the joy and excitement that they have of learning something new. It's really the personal dynamic of getting along with one another and to see families literally develop in the dorms. They become brothers and sisters, and you don't often see that, the kind of pure joy that comes out of an experience that's real and genuine and profitable. That's really exciting. And young people have experience of camp to the point where they can't get enough of it. So many times they go to more camps than just one. And because of that, I think we are pushing the program much further than we've ever done before, because we have people who know the zone. We even say that our kids own the zone. And that's because they've really understood it, and they've integrated that concept into the way they think about camp. It's their place, it's a safe place, it's a place that they can go and accomplish their objectives. And what we're really looking forward to is just moving it up another notch. And we do that because we have a dedicated group of young people who keep coming back year after year. And because of that, we see that we have potential for the future. We have some great leaders that are coming out of our camp program. And frankly, we need leaders. We need lots of leaders. We need people that will go back into congregations and be pillars. We need ministers. We need ministers' wives. We really have to develop the future of the church someplace. We don't have the vehicles that we had in the past, and God has given us camp. And camp has produced far more fruit than I think any of us ever expected. Young people are staying around longer and longer, connecting to the work of the church. They want to come back and serve and to help and to contribute. And frankly, they're doing a marvelous job. We are so pleased with our young people. And those that go to ABC, they connect the dots with their experience at camp and preteen camps. And they're able to just launch even further. So we are pretty excited about what's happening in the church.
When it comes to how camp teaches, makes over, and transforms our youth into faithful young men and women in the house of, and ultimately in the kingdom of God, we're all in this together. All the campers and staff of United Youth Camps, thank you so very much for your prayerful support. And please specifically pray for God's special blessing on the camps this summer and next winter. Campers and staff, start your applications, and we'll see you at camp.
Hey, Kebra.
We have many different ways to deliver.
Welcome to Pine Camp.
Whitewater rafting for a day, and I'm here with, I don't even know your name.
Jacqueline Evans.
We have to redo that.
Camp Davidson is in the heart of the Cascade Mountains, which is part of the Ring of Fire, which...
Hello, everybody. This is Edwin Jackson. I'll be your camp director. Ooh.
It's all right. You can dream big.
Which is the Ring of Fire, which is part of the...
And learn how to overcome our goals.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Evans, and I'm here for the first time at Heritage Camp. I'm really enjoying it. Oh, I can't do this.